The economy, jobs, and the cost of living. Vermonters consistently rank these issues as the biggest problems facing the state. And that's why candidates running for political office right now spend so much time talking about them. But for people living in the most rural parts of Vermont, economic livelihood is even harder to come by. So we decided to head to one of the smallest downtowns in the state and find out what voters there think Montpelier could do to help. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
And now you can pet Nipper on the nose.
Yeah.
Just don't jump on Nipper.
No, no.
You can pet Nipper, though.
A gaggle of tiny kids from a state-subsidized child care program has burst through the doors of the Island Pond Library. They skip past the books and head straight for Nipper, a dog sculpture in the middle of the children's section that's several inches taller than most of the kids are.
Yes, yeah, that does hurt him. That's why if you're going to pet Nipper, what do? You go like that. Here you go.
That guy trying to protect Nipper, his name is John Zupa, and he runs the library here. Zupa's a newcomer by local standards, moved here 17 years ago from Montclair, New Jersey.
I liked it much better here, the pace. So much better. Everything was slower. What people do here, I think, is we live much closer to the land, much closer to reality than a lot of places.
That reality, though, can be pretty harsh. Island Pond, named for the 600-acre lake it looks out over, lies on the eastern edge of Essex County. The median household income here is about $37,000 a year. That's the lowest in all of Vermont, and more than $20,000 less than the median household income in Chittenden County. This isn't just the poorest county in Vermont, it's also the reddest. Essex County is actually the only county in Vermont that voted for Trump, a fact that pains John Zupa. But these days, he isn't all that hot on politicians in general. Whether Democratic or Republican, Zupa says they don't seem to care all that much about places like Island Pond.
It's almost like you are being left behind in certain ways.
And that's a pretty common sentiment here.
One thing that Montpelier does not understand is the word rural. Like, they have no idea what rural means.
Melinda Gervais-Lemorier opened up the Essex House restaurant about 2 years ago in an old hotel and tavern that had been vacant for years. She's lived in Island Pond off and on since she was born here, which means she has a pretty good sense of its economic ebb and flow.
Yeah, because I've seen it go through its ups and downs.
Yeah. So where would you say it is now?
I think it's on the up.
Once upon a time, Island Pond was a booming manufacturing and mill town, and an important stop on an international rail line between Portland, Maine and Montreal. But the big employers, like furniture maker Ethan Allen, for instance, have long since closed up shop. Like most of the people I talk to, Gervais-Lemorier has pretty much given up on a manufacturing renaissance.
Especially in small communities, you don't see mills and you don't see that kind of industry anymore, and that's why we need to change our focus.
And just about everybody here agrees that focus should be on tourism, especially Craig Goulet.
You think tourism is the new replacement?
It's the only thing that can be. What else can we do up here? Four seasons. You ever come here in the middle of the winter, you would walk away.
Yeah.
Somebody could be crazy to live here. Honest to God.
Goulet owns Brighton Gas in Island Pond's downtown.
We don't have the opportunity, you guys. You guys get plants that shut down. Somebody else comes in and buys and starts up. We don't have that startup. We don't have the money to start those things up. And when we did have it, it never worked out.
Goulet, though, says Island Pond does have strengths.
It's beautiful. I mean, you see moose, you see bobcats, you see deer, you see bear. And you've got the Lewis Pond. That's owned by the feds now. You've got an overlook. You see the most beautiful sights you could ever see. We have it here.
Gene Gervais owns Gervais Ace Hardware, which is probably the biggest retailer going in Island Pond. She's also the head of the local Chamber of Commerce. And all that beauty Goulet talked about, Gervais says Island Pond can capitalize on it.
Well, and I think Island Pond has to focus on the tourists because right now that's really all we have.
Gervais says there are a few things elected officials could do to spur this rural tourist economy. A bike lane on Route 105 would draw more cyclists, she says. And if the state would let the local ATV club use state lands to build some connector routes, then Island Pond could cash in on the riders that skip through the town on their way to northern New Hampshire. When Gervais sees them drive by, she thinks of dollars lost.
I mean, one after the other in their trucks. it would be nice, I don't want them all, to keep some of them here to ride.
And Gervais says there are things Montpelier could stop doing too, like forcing school districts to merge with neighboring towns. Right now, Island Pond is under pressure from the state to join up with Charleston. Like a lot of other residents, Gervais is convinced Island Pond might lose its local elementary or middle school if that happens.
The towns want to keep their schools. We need to keep our schools. Because if we want economic development, we need our schools.
With a little more than a month until Election Day, many residents in Island Pond say they want more help from Montpelier as they look to reimagine their local economy. More incentives for small businesses, more money for promotion from the Department of Tourism. They're not counting on it, though, in part because the numbers aren't exactly stacked in their favor. Chittenden County has 6 senators in the Vermont Senate. Essex County has 1, and that person also represents all of Orleans County. Michael Strait chairs the local select board. I found him at the store he owns, called the Hearth and Home Country Store, which is stocked with all kinds of local specialty foods and souvenirs. Strait moved here 8 years ago, and he says Island Pond reminds him of his hometown in Indiana, a place he says was able to transform itself from an old manufacturing hub to a thriving tourism destination.
And I look at our community, I'm like, we can do it here too. But I don't believe that Montpelier is going to do it for us.
Island Pond will have at least 1 voice in the state house. Voters in Island Pond are part of a 1-seat legislative district that includes 7 towns and 2 Gores. On Election Day, they'll choose between Republican incumbent Paul LaFave and Democratic challenger Martha Allen. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.